Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we are exploring a fascinating study that looks at enhancing the performance of supercapacitors made from rice husk-derived activated carbon. Supercapacitors are at the forefront of energy storage technology, offering a balance between power density and efficiency. This study highlights a clever strategy that may significantly address one of the key challenges these supercapacitors face: cycling stability. The challenge of cycling stability. Rice husk-based activated carbon has become a popular choice for supercapacitors due to its high specific capacitance. This means it can store a significant amount of electrical energy, but there's a catch. It struggles with cycling stability, especially when used with potassium hydroxide, CO, electrolytes. As the supercapacitors undergo many charge and discharge cycles, the performance drops rapidly. Previous studies indicated that this decline is primarily due to the oxidation of the positive electrode, which increases during cycling. So, how can manufacturers improve the cycling stability without sacrificing performance? This study seeks to answer that question by introducing a mass balancing strategy. The mass balancing strategy. Researchers examined how adjusting the mass ratio of positive to negative electrode materials influenced cycling stability. They fabricated supercapacitors with mass ratios ranging from 1 to 1 to 2 to 1, using rice husk-derived activated carbon as the active material in both electrodes. The results were impressive. When the ratio was changed from 1 to 1 to 2 to 1, the capacitance retention after 10,000 charge-discharge cycles rose significantly, from just 27.9% to a remarkable 96.4%. Not only that, but the specific capacitance of devices was reduced minimally, by just 9.1%. This improved stability is attributed to the suppression of the positive electrode potential increase during cycling. By adjusting the mass ratios, the researchers found they could effectively minimize the oxidation of the electrodes, leading to better long-term performance. Methodology overview. To back their claims, the researchers employed a thorough methodology. The rice husk samples were carbonized, activated with CO, and carefully prepared into electrodes before being tested in a controlled environment. They used techniques such as electrochemical impedance spectroscopy, galvanostatic charge-discharge tests, and cyclic voltammetry to evaluate the performance of the supercapacitors. Their results showed that adjusting the mass ratio did not significantly alter the electrochemical properties. Instead, it enhanced the cycling stability, providing a reliable path forward for effective energy storage solutions. Critiques of the study. Now, let's dive into some critiques from the scientific community. While this study has yielded promising results, there are strengths and weaknesses worth noting. Strengths. 1. The researchers presented a novel approach to improving cycling stability that is practical and could be applied to existing technologies. 2. The methodology is well documented, allowing for reproducibility, which is crucial in scientific research. Weaknesses. 1. The availability of data from the experiments is lacking. Links to the datasets that could enable external validation were not directly provided. 2. While the study offers valuable findings, it does not directly relate to bioimaging, a focus area for many in the scientific world. Conclusion. So, what does this all mean? This study represents an important step in the development of energy storage technologies, particularly using biowaste materials like rice husks. Not only does it address a critical issue in supercapacitor performance, but it opens the door for sustainable energy solutions that utilize readily available materials. While there are areas for improvement in sharing data and focusing on broader implications, the mass balancing strategy presents a viable method for enhancing the commercial viability of rice husk-derived activated carbon supercapacitors. Thank you for joining us today on SciBud as we explored this exciting research. Join us next time as we continue to uncover fascinating scientific insights and technological advancements that shape our world. Until then, stay curious.